Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening. I'm Alex with Metro Research. We're conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your state and community. This is a research study, and your number was chosen at random. Your individual answers are confidential. What is the year of your birth, sir?
I'm not going to gather
any information of you. It's just the date of birth to make sure that you're within the age or at least approximate. If you don't feel comfortable, I can move on to the next.
Yeah, 1986.
Oh, 86. Okay. Thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or highest degree that you have received?
I have a bachelor's.
Bachelor's? Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Okay. And yes, Mexican, American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or Dominican?
Mexican.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote? Or you definitely not vote?
Ah, man, this year is going to be a tough one. I will be voting, though.
Okay. And when you say you'll be voting, would it be like a almost certain or a probability or a 50-50 chance?
I will. It'll be a certain vote.
Okay. Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
Motivated in the sense of me casting a vote, or motivated in the sense of the candidates?
No. How motivated are you to vote?
Well, to certain votes, I'd say it's pretty motivated.
Pretty motivated?
Yeah, but that's fine.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I'll throw it at a 6 power.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two. I'm going to read them to you, okay? Criminal justice reform, police violence, cost of living and inflation, student loans, student loan forgiveness, voting rights and democracy, crime and violence, racism and discrimination, abortion, jobs and economy, immigration, healthcare, climate change, Israel-Palestine conflict.
I'm going to go with the living situation.
You said a cost of living?
Correct.
Okay, and you have one more. You can choose up to two. Criminal justice reform, police violence, student loan forgiveness, voting rights and democracy, crime and violence, racism and discrimination, abortion, jobs and economy, immigration, healthcare, climate change.
Immigration.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using this on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you neither are warm or cold, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of that of the people or groups, please say so. Please indicate so. Republicans in Congress?
I'm warm, Jim.
I'm sorry?
I have no problem with Republicans.
Okay, this is how you feel, like... Okay. You said 10?
Yeah, 10's fine with me.
Okay, Donald Trump?
I'll throw him at a 6.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries?
I'm not familiar with that individual.
I'm sorry?
I don't know that individual.
Okay. Joe Biden?
4.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
10-2.
10-2. Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, man. I put my sister here for 6.
Thank you. Okay, 6. If the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump or Joe Biden? A third party or an independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Being a hypothetical question, I would just say for this, I don't want either Trump or Biden, so I guess a third party is fine with me.
Okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 elections for president, Donald Trump or Biden?
I wouldn't vote.
That's your answer? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Well, there has to be a selection on this one. Either is Donald Trump or Biden. If you had to choose.
I don't have a choice for that.
Okay. Just give me one moment. Okay. No choice, you said. Okay, and if the elections for 2024 for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Right now, undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Or who would you lean towards more? Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Still undecided.
Okay.
Neither one of them have any good candidates in my eyes.
Okay, thank you. Would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same for both presidents?
That's kind of a hard question, actually. I think I have more financial freedom under Trump than I do Biden. I'll have to choose Trump on that one.
So you would say somewhat better under Trump?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? Wants to build black wealth.
doesn't make a difference.
Okay. And is honest and ethical?
Doesn't make a difference. It's one of those candidates that have just pretty much have all of that.
No difference.
That character.
Okay. Excuse me. All right. Okay.
How many more questions do you think on
this? I apologize. I'm trying to see. I'm 29% completed so far, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. And you said on the honest and ethical?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They should both possess those characteristics.
Okay. Thank you. Brings down prices and makes the cost of living more affordable?
So
are you much more likely to support, somewhat more likely to support, or somewhat less likely to support?
I would support that more.
Okay.
That's affecting a lot of folks right now. Unfortunately, both these candidates, presidents, and villains, and a lot more people on the street.
Okay, and protects abortion rights.
Yeah, I would support that.
Much likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely to support that. I'm pro women's choice.
Okay, thank you. Fights racism and discrimination?
Yeah, doesn't matter. Yeah, I think that should be always effective against all races.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll support that. Likely to support that.
So much more?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, and is effective and gets things done.
Who doesn't say that? No, I'm neutral on that.
Okay. So, would you say it makes no difference?
Makes no difference, correct.
Is too woke?
Too woke? In the sense of...
I'm sorry.
Can you explain that a little bit?
It says, okay. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress if he or she is too woke?
Too woke term. For how I understand it, and the term that's always been used, I would rather not support that.
Okay. So much less likely to support, you would say?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, we're at 43% now. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means that it describes somewhat well, and 0 means that it did not describe them at all, well at all. Wants to build black wealth.
You're asking me if that describes Congress? They wanted to build black wealth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I see a lot of propaganda about that.
Okay. All right. And so would you say 10 means that it's extremely well?
Repeat that? What's
a 10 means
well?
That describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, and 0 means that it does not describe them well at all.
I'm in the neutral zone, 5.
Looks out for people like me.
Four.
Thank you. 4. Grows the economy.
4. Economy's fucked.
Thank you. Puts people over politics.
4.
You brings down prices and makes the cost of living more affordable.
4. 3 actually on that one.
Okay.
It's an all-time high.
And secures the border.
The borders remain the same for us down here in our state, so I'll just keep that at 5.
Okay. You said 5, correct?
Yeah, I'm cool with Bob on that.
Okay. Defends democracy.
Defends democracy. 5.
Thank you. Okay, we're at 66 now. I think we only have like a few more questions, and I'll make it as quick as possible, okay? Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each of the following, for each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means that it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. First one. As a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received in Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and 2.7 billion million, I'm sorry, in other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act.
Is everything about the Affordable Care Act just aimed at Black Americans?
It says
I'm asking that because everything you're talking about in aid or any sort of assistance carries the following term, Black Americans.
Right. But that's just one of the questions of how you of the statement that people have made. These are statements that people have made. And for each of this statement, does it make you feel extremely motivated to vote for Democrats based on that statement?
No.
Okay, so your answer on that one would be 0.
0s, yep.
Okay. As an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions and forgivable loans to small businesses like mine to stay afloat, and growing Black businesses ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years.
5.
Thank you. As a middle class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic.
Yeah, I think that's great. 10.
Thank you. Okay. As a parent, I feel sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments into expand school safety and mental health programs.
Yeah,
Okay. Five, and here we go. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief check that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
Get that. Both the zeros.
Okay, thank you. All right. And we are 67 now. I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select two or three actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. Credit card late fees from 32 to 8. Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low level for Black Americans. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Lowered the cost of prescription drugs and keeping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. Invested in Black small businesses ownership and entrepreneurship. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 billion borrowers. Sent out 1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Invested $1.7 billion in the affordable housing. Which, you could pick three out of those.
First three.
Okay, thank you. And there you go. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the elections for 2024 for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate? Or are you undecided? Or are you would not vote?
If I had to vote today, I would not vote.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. We should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even though if neither is exactly right?
Safety net programs for Black-owned businesses.
Thank you.
Businesses.
Okay. All right. We're at 80%. I think this is the last one. And then after this, I just have two more questions and we're done. Okay, this is the last statements I'm going to read to you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means that is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defend Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices, Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. From 0 to 10?
5. Is this a Democratic support survey?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Who's the responsible party for curating the survey?
That I'm not aware, but it's not that. It's everything is just for research studies only, sir. Now,
who's the research being provided to?
Metro Research.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm here still.
Okay. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in case of rape or risk of mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. Zero meaning not convincing at all reason, and 10 meaning very convincing reason.
It was cutting out on my side. So the question is, if a candidate had that statement of a woman should have her decision personal with a doctor.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. It says, Congress wants to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in the case of rape or risk of mother's health.
I don't support that. No, I don't support that at all.
Okay. Not at all convincing. Okay, and costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription costs, drugs costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credit and affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees.
Hell yeah. Putting lots of money on the wars, big corporations, yeah, they fully need to turn around and look at their people.
So would you say that's a very convincing reason?
Yeah.
Thank you. Gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs.
I'm pro gun. I mean, that's not going to convince me.
Thank you. While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries as a representative in Congress. Jeffries has vowed to put people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get the big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker of the House and continue delivering for us.
Yeah, I support that.
Thank you.
I don't know that individual, though. I have to research.
Now, we just have a few more questions. Thank you again. Now, how motivated are you to vote in this November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
I'm extremely motivated to vote in November.
Okay, thank you. Okay, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that it has a lot of power.
I still side with around 6.
Thank you. Okay, you said 6. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the elections for 2024 for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would not vote.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're almost done here. Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how you feel, how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5, it describes them somewhat well, and 0, it does not describe them well at all. Brings down prices and makes the cost of living more affordable.
Does not describe them at all.
I'm sorry?
You said brings down price, makes the cost of living affordable?
Right.
It does not describe them at all.
That does not describe them well at all? Okay.
Yeah, that's not done then.
Thank you. Wants to build black wealth.
Yeah, they've done that. 6.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I think I'm moderate.
Thank you. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
I am.
Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent at the moment now.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither at the moment.
Thank you.
Very neutral.
How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, retired?
Full-time.
Okay, thank you.
Full-time.
Okay, and this is the last one. And for whom did you vote in 2020 election, general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I think I voted for Biden. Yeah, okay. I think it was Biden.
In the last year, in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? What's your best estimate? Let me see. I could go from $55,000 to $64,99, or $6,500 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, or $100,000 to $200,000. And 49,000 or 250,000 or more.
100,000 to 249.
Okay, thank you. Okay, aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than a week.
3 times a year.
Okay, a few times a year. Well, thank you. This concludes our survey, and thank you so much for your participation, sir.
Okay, you take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Likewise.